Hey, welcome back to Target Center, everyone. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. I have with me Montevideo Gold Duster, Kristen DeYoung. Kristen joins me. She has a story to tell, and thanks for joining me here at State Dance.
Yeah, happy to talk.
Fun time, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Well, it's nice to see Section 3A teams qualified to dance tonight.
Yeah, really competitive.
Yeah, yeah. Well, if you follow John's journal on the Minnesota High School League, John just did an article on Kristen last weekend at Section Dance, and it was a great article, and I've asked Kristen to come on and visit about it, and Kristen has a prosthetic leg.
Mm-hmm.
Did I say that correctly?
Prosthetic leg,
prosthetic.
Yep.
And it's your right leg?
The left leg.
Your left leg, okay.
Mm-hmm.
See, I don't even know when we were out there dancing if nobody would have told me that.
But, yeah.
That is absolutely amazing, Kristen, that you can do what you do on a dance floor like that. Is it difficult for you?
No, not really. Just like everyone else.
Okay. What happened?
I got ran over by a lawnmower when I was 4.
Oh, ouch.
Yeah.
That hurt a little bit, I bet, huh?
I don't remember.
Okay. Yeah, you probably don't even think about...
No, not really.
Okay. I love the story John told about the tubing. Tell
oh,
us
yeah.
a little bit about that.
Yeah, I was tubing with one of my friends at the lake, and they're driving really recklessly with the boat, and it just flew off when I flew off the boat and swung to the bottom, and I never found it.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, that's funny, though.
Mm-hmm, yeah. We got a good laugh out of it.
You,
still do.
Okay, you go to the lake often then? And
sometimes, yeah.
Okay, and mm-hmm. have fun tubing?
Yep.
Yeah, that's awesome. Let's talk about the Gold Dusters season you've had this year.
Yeah, we've had a really good season. We had a team that we had to, like, it was just really, like, I was proud to perform it.
What was the theme this year for the Gold Dusters?
It was cancer, like fighting for your life and just fighting for others.
Oh, yeah, I remember that now.
Yep.
Sure. That was a good thing. How do you come up with stuff like that?
I don't know, you just got to be kind of creative, I guess.
Okay.
Our coaches and captains came up with it.
Okay, who are your coaches?
Amanda Macheski and Amanda Blum, Sarah Tilden, and Mackenzie Vandalinati.
Before you went on air, Chris and I were visiting. You got to understand the point system in dance.
Mm-hmm.
This is how tough Section 3 is. Why don't you explain that, Kristen?
Section 3 is really tough. It's really tight with our top 16. You have your total points and your ranking points, and the total points is really what it comes down to, and we were a half point away from getting third place and coming to state.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so out of 51 Class A dance
yep.
high kick teams.
We were number 6.
You were number 6 in the state.
Yes.
And didn't get to go to state.
Nope.
That's sad.
It is really sad.
But the other teams in the other sections
yeah.
were ranked way below you, but they're here.
Mm-hmm. There's a handful of them that are probably like 5, 6, 7, 8 points below us,
yep.
and they came dance today.
Okay. Do you do jazz too, or just high kick?
Just high kick.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's got a favorite memory for this year?
I really liked the candy competition. All of us just really had fun together, and we had really fun times before we went out and performed. We like jammed out to different songs before we went out, and we tried doing our dance to like past year songs.
Oh. Awesome. That's
yep.
fun. What grade are you in?
I'm in 10th grade.
You're in 10th grade, okay. So you got a couple more years left then,
uh-huh.
huh?
Yep.
Are the Gold Dusters already working on next year's routine? Have you been talking about it at all or not?
We'll start probably after Tuesday when our captains for next year get announced, and I bet they'll start talking about it then.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it takes a year-long planning to do something
oh, yeah,
like that, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
What do you think about state dance? No, you were Montevideo was in it. You were on
yes,
the floor last
I danced
year.
Last year.
Yeah, what was that experience like for you?
It was really exciting. It was really cool to see it from behind the scenes, and it was just happy atmosphere. I liked it a lot.
Yep.
It was fun to compete.
Was that your first time on
yep.
the floor, Doug? It's a little different than in your high school gym, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Dancing here at
mm-hmm.
Target Center?
Yep.
Talk about have you struggled? Do you struggle with your prosthetic leg on the floor, or do you have to? Is there certain things you can't do and moves?
If I do have things that I struggle with, I usually just find a way around it, and I still look like everyone else.
Yeah,
don't really struggle with much.
Okay, like high kicks, twists and turns, and stuff like that.
If anything, I probably would struggle with turns on the most part because I can't move my ankle to do them.
Okay.
But yeah.
Do you do other sports in Montevideo?
Yes, I do volleyball.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Yep.
All right. Well, Kristen, I really, what do you think about the John's Journal that Pastor John
I thought that was a really cool article that he did.
I love that picture he took of you.
Oh, yeah. You can tell.
That was up close. The big, you were standing still.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That was awesome. So.
Yeah.
You got some of your Gold Duster friends here today?
Yes, I do.
All right. Thanks for the interview. I appreciate you coming in. You got a state, oh, that was a section shirt you got on.
Section
okay.
Shirt.
Better go get a state shirt maybe, huh?
I did get one.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Kristen, for joining me. And
yep.
You're always welcome to join me in the booth here during state.
Okay.
Anytime. Next year we want the Gold Dusters on the floor, right?
Yes.
All right. That's Kristen DeYoung, a sophomore from Montevideo, a Gold Duster, and telling her story there. And I'll tell you what, we'll send it back to the studio, and we'll be back with more live broadcasts from Target Center here at State Dance.
The Farmers Co-op Association of Cambie and Mineota would like to remind area farmers that now you can get more power from your diesel engines. Just fuel up with Senex Ruby Fieldmaster Premium Ag Diesel Fuel. It's soy-enhanced for added lubricity and proven to give diesel engines 4.5% more power over standard number 2 diesel. Ruby Fieldmaster protects your engine and keeps it running smooth through any season. Why buy ordinary diesel fuel when you can invest in engine protection? Call the Farmers Co-op Association of Cambie and Mineota today at 507-223-7241 and ask for Ruby Fieldmaster. That's the Farmers Co-op Association of Cambie and Mineota.